All right, we have a very special guest today, and you see him here. You just heard him talking about his baseball background. That is one of the team doctors for the Giants. That is Dr. Robert Murray. Let's hear it for Dr. Murray.
Right on, Doc.
And we're glad to have him here, one of the team doctors. And, Doc, just so the fans understand a little bit, you're the team doctor. Do they have to call you up for an appointment? Are you around all the time? How does this work?
Well, we are around all the time. As far as the team
is concerned, that right on you, Doc.
We're there 24/7, 365 days.
There you go. Come up to that mic.
Okay, I've got you.
There you go. All right. So you're there every game. The doctor's here, and also off season available to the players.
Exactly, and to the players' families, and to the personnel here at the ballpark.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
Since 1999, we took over, so we got that one great year at Candlestick. And now that you totally appreciate this park after you've been in Candlestick for 1 year. And I know probably many people out there were at Candlestick many more years than that. But
you know, I was thinking, as Dr. Murray said, that if you're at Candlestick and it's freezing, I bet you had a lot of colds and a lot of things you had to deal with that you don't have to deal with here.
Well, we still deal with colds, though, but
really?
Not nowhere near what we had at Candlestick.
What about the hamstrings and the muscles tightening up and popping a little bit?
Well, that certainly was a factor,
mm-hmm.
you know, during August,
sure.
During the real cold months out there at Candlestick.
You have to work with trainers. You have to work with players. It's a whole new different world. I mean, you're a doctor. We heard your beautiful story about growing up in Michigan and being a baseball fan, but you know, if you're a doctor in your office, you have a nurse, you come in, the patients see you, and, you know, all right, take two and hit to right, and I'll see you tomorrow. But this thing is totally different. You got to deal with trainers, players, and the dynamic of baseball. How does all that come together?
Well, you know, with the trainers, and we're blessed with a tremendous set of trainers, and we have been since I've been a part of this organization, although it's changed slightly since 1999. But the trainers are with the players 24/7. They're with them at home. They're with them on the road. They develop a very close relationship. And the way the head trainer usually breaks things down is that the assistant trainers are assigned to certain players.
Okay.
So they have their own group that they deal with on a day-in and day-out basis. So we really rely upon the trainers to pass along the information to us.
Got it.
So if a player's not feeling well, he may doesn't feel like walking up to the doctor and telling them he's not feeling well. But if he tells the trainer that, the trainer communicates it to us directly.
Wow. So the player really is almost a buffer between you and the player, and the trainer really is in the middle of that. And we saw it recently, of course, with the concussions that we talk about. Blanco had the issue. Trainer Dave Greschner finds out. You find out. Next thing you know, Blanco is not on the DL. You don't have to put him on this time. But you go through that protocol every single day until a player is ready to go.
That's true.
Boy, interesting. All right, Dr. Murray is here also because there's a very special golf tournament coming up. And KMBR is partnering with St. Mary's Hospital to promote and be part of this golf tournament in October. And we want you to talk about it. You're part of it, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, the golf tournament, we've held it now for 36 years at St. Mary's
wow.
Hospital.
Wow.
And most of that time has been at the Olympic Club. We've now moved it to Half Moon Bay Links. That's part of the relationship with KMBR because several of their tournaments are also at Half Moon Links. That benefits the hospital in a variety of different ways. This year, it benefits our orthopedic teaching program. Our hospital is a private hospital, has one of the few orthopedic teaching programs in the country in a private facility. We are supporting the educational part of it. They have a lab where they learn their anatomy. In addition to that, where they experiment on new devices. And some interesting stuff has come out of the lab. So the funds this year will support that. Over the period of time, we've probably raised somewhere around $5 million
wow.
For the hospital itself. So it's a very worthwhile endeavor. It's a great day. And I'm here to tell you that there are a few spaces available. We're just about the capacity, but I think there are three foursomes available yet.
Oh, good.
And the beauty of it is it's on October 19th, which is a Monday.
Okay.
And October in Half Moon Bay should be fantastic, number one. On the 18th, you can actually reserve a room down at Half Moon Bay at the Ritz Hotel because it's in partnership with them also.
It's gorgeous.
I've been there.
It's gorgeous. I love sitting
nice.
Out on it. Sitting out around that fire pit out there.
They got the Piper comes out.
Believe me.
It's cool. It's cool.
I may just come down just to go to the Ritz.
You can't beat that. And it is a special rate. And remember, it's also the Pumpkin Festival in Half Moon Bay. So you can do a variety of things on that Sunday. Stay Sunday night. Play the tournament on Monday.
All right. Now, what date? We know the date. How does in the course is at Half Moon Bay. How do you sign up for it? How would one, if they hear this today and they want to go down there for a beautiful weekend, how does one get involved with it?
Well, they can call St. Mary's Hospital directly to the foundation, and that's 415-750-5790. Or they can go to the website, and that is St. Mary's Foundation at dignityhealth.org. And that'll fill you in on the more information on the tournament.
Terrific. And probably at the KMBR website, I'm sure there'll be some information there as well. Lee Hammer play? Does he play at all?
Well, he plays.
He threatens? He threatens to play.
No, he plays.
He can play.
He's a player.
Is he a player?
No question about it.
I mean, why do you think he's not at the...
A player or a player?
Well, let's put it this way. He certainly gets enough opportunity.
Yeah.
He certainly does. You know, for a man who runs all these stations... Yeah. He seems to have a lot of time to play golf.
Well, isn't that amazing?
He's a ghost at the Radio Ranch because he's out at these tournaments all the time.
I want to look into
this. It's always for a good cause.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, great to have you here. It's a pleasure. I love seeing you in spring training. We hang out in the dugout and talk all the time. A very worthwhile cause, October 18th and 19th, Half Moon Bay, benefiting St. Mary's Hospital. And you can check it out at the website, KMBR website. Dr. Murray, Robert Murray, nice to have him here.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Patrick.
Right on.
Very good. Nice to see you. Stick around if you want. We'll get breakfast for you, too.